Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be ever acceptable in your sight. Amen. Praise God, the tomb is empty, and we serve our risen Saviour. Whilst we cannot claim to have full comprehension of what happened that first Easter morning, we nevertheless have an understanding of what it means for us today. Because without Christ's resurrection, our faith would be empty, without meaning, and hopeless. I wonder how it would have felt to have been among Jesus' disciples and followers at that first Easter time. Our reading this morning from John's Gospel gives us some insight into their experiences. We heard the familiar story of Christ's appearance to his disciples in the upper room just after his resurrection. And we're told specifically that Thomas was not present at this time. But when Thomas returned, his friends told him what had happened, that Jesus had appeared amongst them. Thomas's response was one that has caused him to be known as Doubting Thomas, because he declared that unless he personally saw Christ and was able to touch his wounds, he could not believe that Jesus was alive. Might it not be, however, that Thomas is labelled doubting unfairly? After all, he was not the only one to show any uncertainty. Mary Magdalene and Christ's disciples did not fully believe until they had proof and had seen for themselves. Just last Sunday morning, we heard that Mary Magdalene went to the tomb where Christ's body was laid. When she arrived, the stone had been moved and the body was not there. She ran to tell Peter and John, and together they looked into the empty tomb. The disciples then left, but Mary Magdalene remained, and the risen Christ appeared to her. Initially, thinking he was the gardener, Mary did not recognize Jesus until he called her by name. When she heard Christ's voice and saw him with her own eyes, she then believed, and Mary ran to share the news that Christ was risen. Such amazing news to hear. Should there not then have been celebration and rejoicing? Christ was no longer dead, but alive. But instead, we hear in today's reading that on that first Easter evening, the disciples, without Thomas, were huddled together in one room with the doors locked because they were scared of the Jews. Somehow, Jesus suddenly appeared among them, blessing them with his peace and showing them his wounded hands and side. Only then, when they saw the risen Christ for themselves, with their own eyes, did the disciples believe and rejoice. I don't think it's surprising that Thomas was skeptical and wanted to see for himself. And a week later, Christ ensured that Thomas had the opportunity to do so, as he appeared again, and this time addressed Thomas personally. And Thomas's reaction was to proclaim in faith, "My Lord and my God." Thomas's doubt was transformed to belief. Does Thomas not personify the doubt and uncertainty shared by Mary Magdalene and all Christ's followers when they first heard reports that Jesus had risen from the dead and was alive. After all, what was happening was entirely contrary to any previous understanding of life and death. Thomas did not seek anything more than what others had already received, to see for himself. The concluding verses of our scripture passage this morning refer to seeing and believing, or indeed, not seeing and believing. Jesus said to Thomas, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. So what about us? Do we believe, even though we have not physically seen the risen Lord? Or might we still have doubts and uncertainties? Having questions and queries can be uncomfortable. And maybe we see this as a weakness. But it's really important to ask questions. That's how we learn and grow in our faith and understanding. We didn't hear Jesus in any way rebuke Thomas for his unbelief. We may not physically be able to see Christ and touch his wounded body, but we can sense his presence with us. We enjoy the rich inheritance of faith from those who came before us. We see his influence in the lives of others. Our evidence of the resurrection is in how lives are changed because of it, ours and those around us. Our proof is in when we witness love shown to others, when the hungry are fed, the sick cared for, the homeless offered shelter, the grieving comforted. Our conviction is in answered prayer. Our challenge, therefore, is to continue to believe through all the opportunities and concerns of life. Our challenge is to grow in faith through often confusing, complex circumstances. Our challenge is to have faith through doubt and uncertainty. We may not always be able to fully discern God's presence in every situation, but our previous experiences tell us he is alive, he loves us, and he is alongside us. Faith is trusting in God's promises. It's holding on no matter what. And in the book of Hebrews we read, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things unseen. Praise God, the tomb is empty, and we serve our risen Saviour. Amen.
Now, as a people of faith, we stand and profess our beliefs in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Show us your mercy, O Lord.
And grant us your salvation.
O Lord, save the King.
And grant his covenant with him.
Let your ministers be clothed with righteousness.
And let your servants shout for joy.
O Lord, save your people.
And bless those who do not trust.
Give peace in our time, O Lord.
And let your glory be over all the earth.
O God, may clean our hearts within us. The appointed prayer for this, the second Sunday of Easter. Almighty Father, you have given your only Son to die for our sins and to rise again for our justification. Grant us so to put away the leaven of malice and wickedness, that we may always serve you in pureness of living and truth, through the merits of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Go before us, Lord, in all our doings with your most gracious favour, and further us with your continual help, that in all our works, begun, continued, and ended in you, we may glorify your holy name, and finally, by your mercy, attain everlasting life, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Heavenly Father, in whom we live and move and have our being, we humbly pray that your Holy Spirit may so guide and govern us that in all the cares and occupations of our daily life, we may never forget your presence, but may remember that we are always walking in your sight through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life." Jesus gave his peace to us. Prince of peace, the Lord of heaven and earth, of all nations and peoples, of all faiths and no faith, show yourself to those who are suffering. Show yourself to all who are refugees. Show yourself to those who are powerful and who in some cases abuse power. Show yourself to all who are powerless. Show yourself to each one of us in our daily lives, that this world may reflect your love and experience renewed hope. We ask it in your name. Amen. A prayer for our parish. Lord God, help us to encounter Jesus Christ and you this day and to live the gospel with joy. Bless our parish and all who have been chosen, elected, and are willing to lead and serve in this place, including John, our rector, and David, the bishop of this diocese. We thank you for the relationships of trust and goodwill that are evident in the churches and community in which we live. Help us to proclaim our faith with confidence. Give us the courage to witness to the joy of the resurrection by our words and actions, so that all may be aware of our faith in practice. This we ask in the name of the one we serve, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Creator God, as we enjoy the fresh days of spring and the longer April evenings, help us to experience you and your presence with us. Be with us as we gaze into the distance of fresh hopes and dreams, new opportunities, challenges, and uncertainties. Help us as individuals and together as a nation to be wise stewards of your creation, so that we may respect our natural resources for those who inhabit the earth now and in generations to come. We ask it in your name. Amen. As many places and schools and other places of learning resume this week, we pray for all teachers and students. Lord, prosper with your blessing the work